Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Friday edition. Today's date is the 14th day of March, 2008. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. Great to have you here for today's rant. I have been examining the problems of the financial markets, as you all are aware. And my conclusion is that we're in the center now of a complete meltdown. It is no longer speculative that that we're having this condition, and the fact is it's going to accelerate. There's no way that these people have the ability to stop it at this point. They can paint over it with press reports. They can do a lot of things with it as far as adding more, like $200 billion injections and whatnot. In the final analysis, within weeks, we're going to see a failure of the dollar system. Now, does that mean the euro, as well as the krona, as well as the ruble and the rest, are they going to go with it? I doubt that that will happen immediately. But each and every one of the other markets, ladies and gentlemen, are also up to their eyeballs in these derivative instruments. Their banks are also into the bond market failing. They're also having problems coming up with short-term capital for all of their companies. And they are, in their public, also feeling the pinch or the destruction. It's not a pinch anymore. It's an amputation, if you will, of their financial system. And back in November when I told you this was going to happen, of course, all of the indicators told me it was. I didn't have any crystal ball to tell me. I just looked at the numbers. And I know enough about bonds, and I know enough about derivatives, and I know enough about imbalances to have made the call. And I also knew that we were coming up on that holiday of Purim. I also want you all to know that I think they are probably going to try to do something very significant to cover up their financial crimes and blame it on Islam. But I don't think they're going to get away with it. In fact, I think everybody's able to see now that that this is not in every sense, but it timing-wise, maybe it is. An implosion that was designed by these people to herd us all into a new financial system after they've fleeced and stolen all of the value from the present one. For the last year and a half, I've been telling you the goal for these people was to inflate the dollar, to go out into the world and buy assets with that inflated dollar. And then ultimately, when everyone wised up to the true value of the dollar, they would be left. They would leave the system, and they would have all of the assets in their hands, and the public would be left holding the crappy money and the bags full of debt in their pension funds, in their retirement accounts, in their 401ks, in their insurance companies, and all of these other things. And these criminals would be, when the dust settles, emerging as owners of the world's assets, whether that be timber companies or gold mines or water systems, U.S. Filter and Veolia, or still Hollywood, all of their media holdings, all of the companies that they've been able to purchase and consolidate. Because in the last 10 or 15 years, you've also noticed that the major media companies have gone out with money that came from someplace, ladies and gentlemen, and bought up other more independent media companies and consolidated themselves around four or five thoroughly Jewish-owned businesses that were completely subservient to the Zionist criminal cabal. They haven't just done it in France and Britain and Spain, but also Germany and all through the Middle East, parts of, the Jordanian system has been bought up, the Egyptian system is bought up, Turkey completely bought and paid for. An arm of the Israeli Zionist criminal gang, if you'll allow that that description. I mean, anything horrible to describe these people is apropos in these instances. But again, you know, the disinformation's thick out there. They've got people like this this wingnut, Sorsha Faal, who I've never been able to pinpoint who the heck she is or it is or what is. But recently she's come out and said that she's got inside information from the Russian secret police that the Americans are going to frog march all the Jews out of the United States. Well, I don't doubt that they're going to be leaving in mass. I don't doubt they're going to say that they're being forced out and try to get the rest of the world's sympathy for what the horrible Americans are doing to them. But I also think that that's probably part of their plan, is to leave, in my estimation. They've picked the carcass clean. There's nothing left to steal for them. They've already wiped out the country, and the Jewish leadership will be leaving. Now, the rank-and-file Jews, the guys that own the tailor shop down the road, or the bakery, or the, you know, or the Five and Dime, which they still have Jewish-owned Five and Dimes in New England, and the grocery store down the road. From my hometown, there was a Jewish owner of a grocery store. It was a moderate-sized grocery store. He wasn't wealthy. He was okay, but not wealthy. And those are the people who have actually bought the lie of Zionism in many cases, but they're not part of the perpetrators as far as orchestrating or organizing these criminal acts. And by and large, they are not aware because of the propaganda they've been fed, even more than we. Who's done all this and why? We know here on the French Connection because we've studied it. We've looked into it. We've peeled back the acts they've committed in historical sense and seen that they have a modus operandi, that they do these things repeatedly, country after country. But their population is expendable. The Jewish population that has dutifully followed them. Well, the American people, non-Jews, are following these crooks. I mean, they have been anyway, more less and less every day. But the bad guys have already exited. The lists are there. Their henchmen are still around. Their Kagans and the Donald Kagan of the world, and his brother and his father, and Rahm Emanuel and Melman, and all of these crooks, and of course Douglas Faith, and all these other Wormser and Ladine and Lerman, all of these crooks and criminals are still around. They're mid-level Zionist crooks, but the top echelon, the Kissingers and above, were never in America. They were never there to start with. Nor are they in Italy. I mean in Italy, in Israel. They're not in Israel either. In fact, they are interspersed about the Western European countries and Eastern European countries. They hold sway in individual governments throughout Western Europe. Some of them actually living in South America, in Argentina, as well as Colombia, one of the major families. Also down in Tasmania, one of the places that they're earmarking for their exodus to when all this stuff starts coming down. But they're going to leave the rank-and-file Jews behind to take the hits for the crimes they've committed, and then they're going to turn around and blame the American people for victimizing the Jews yet again. And what I'm telling you is that I think they're being set up right now to create enmity and hatred toward the Jewish community, even people who had nothing to do with it. I think that's starting. And I have always attempted to avoid having my broadcast do that. I've always tried to separate the wheat from the chaff and allow people with thinking skills to see that the Jewish rank and file, while maybe a little more buffaloed and duped than the rest of us because of the more concentrated propaganda that they've been experiencing, as well as their sense of loyalty to their religion, they probably would appear to be assisting these criminals directly, but that's not the case. Now, there's 6.5 million Jews in North America, about a million in Canada, and the rest are in the United States. And so what we're talking about here is that they've already cleaned out the country. They're going to leave behind their crypto criminals to run the place. They'll be the guys that are giving the orders to the black-masked policemen who go from home to home beating on their public and subjugating and repressing the United States citizens, if they can get away with it. But they're going to be behind the scenes as they were in Russia, as they were in East Germany, as they were in Hungary, as they have been in Poland, as they have been in the Ukraine, and in Latvia and Estonia. And you know, even in Sweden, Banya family, big Zionist Jewish supporters, giant Zionist Jews, main family, a very wealthy billionaire family, as are many of them. So the financial malaise that we already feel is really the precursor to the complete implosion of the dollar, and these people are going to turn tail and get out of town before they become caught up in being blamed, and then they're going to turn around and go back to their respective nations where they hold sway and say that how horrible the Americans were for treating the Jews so badly again. This is the Shoah Part 2. They'll try to spin. Now, that's just a guesstimate, guys. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. It seems like that would be their game plan, and it has always been. And because they still control the organs of the press here in Western Europe and the rest of the world outside of North America, they still control it, they will be able to get away with spinning that lie out into the public if we don't expose it even beforehand. Price of gold shot up over 1,000. It's back up over 1,000 right now. Went back down to 998, and then now it's back up to 1,002. Oil over $110 per barrel. We also are witnessing across the board inflation in almost every commodity class, and yet the Bureau of Labor Statistics comes out today and says that inflation is moderating. Again, more problem for the masses to calm them while they put the rest of their criminal actions into play here. And I don't know what to tell you on an individual level, but I certainly know. Well, I do. You have to start really looking toward family here. This is about getting people within your direct family unit prepared for what's coming, and then if you can reach out beyond them to very close friends and other family members farther removed, you should begin to do that if you can as well. Do not waste time with people who are mired in the lie. You have no time to be wasting convincing them of their ability to discern facts from their fantasies, and just try to be effective. Buy silver if you can get your hands on it. Buy gold if you can get your hands on it. Buy commodities such as wheat and rices and other things that you can use as food staples, because this is going to affect food delivery. Is it coming in days? I see it happening around us. I think they'll probably be successful in the short to medium term at slowing some of these actions down a little bit. I think we will go into a plateau period of slow disintegration for maybe a few weeks, and then another shoe will drop and we'll sink further, and then another shoe will drop and we'll sink further. But this is a steady and a rapid decline that we're witnessing. I told you in November we would see these kinds of activities in January, February, and that in March the real fireworks would start. Well, here we are. 14th day of March, and boy, the fireworks are really exploding. Yeah. You know, I've had problems here at the French Connection staying on the air because of attacks that I've experienced. My computer was roasted by these people. They attacked it with viruses that the computer people I brought the computer to didn't even understand. I mean, I was attacked with stuff that, you know, because I didn't have a sophisticated firewall structure or a sophisticated antiviral system on it, as some people may have. But, you know, the standard stuff doesn't work against these kinds of attacks, ladies and gentlemen. I was targeted by the big guns, and it roasted my system, and I had to go out and get something entirely different to get underway here again. All kinds of stuff. It's a shocker to me to watch this and to be experiencing how serious they are at stopping me from telling you these things. in some instances and in some ways, I think they probably want me to, put fear into the minds of the Jewish community, which I don't intend to do. However, if I was in the Jewish community, I would be worrying that the masses will turn on me. I'm hoping that's not the case, because that will mean that people who didn't do this are going to be victimized. But I'm sure it's part of the general flow of events here that anger and retribution are probably going to take place here. And in Europe as well, Europeans are waking up to Zionism. They're learning about it. The Muslim community here has always known, but I think the rank and file are starting to see it. We have an incredible amount of inflation hitting France. I'm shocked by it. I mean, my tank of diesel, which goes into my car here, has gone up by 30% in just a short time here. I mean, I don't know how many weeks it is, or it's like a month and a half or something. 25-30%. We're up to 1.40 euro per liter. And now, of course, if you do the exchange rate, that would make it about $7 a gallon here, and rising. It's astonishing how much diesel's going up, and that's just one item: the wheat and the corn for animal feed, and even everyday items like toilet paper and things that you need to have to run a home. They're all 10, 15, 20% up in the last few months. So, and of course, we're getting an explosion of demand on shelters and feeding programs for people out in the world. It's already starting to really ramp up. So, I'm fearful for the least among us who are able to fend for themselves. They are going to be the first and most pained victims of these problems that we're all going to face sooner than we all maybe believe. You know, talking to people who've known for quite some time that I was probably on the money with some of my assertions, once I've spoken to them again, they're still in denial. Even people who've been doing this for months, it's an I can't believe that this is happening kind of thing, which, ladies and gentlemen, I still have those feelings of I can't believe it. You know, when you see the Dow Jones Industrial Average down over 2.5% and the NASDAQ down over 2.5% in a single day, and knowing full well that for the year, the German market's down 25% just since January. Since January. And it's 17% on the NASDAQ since January. 18% in France, the stock market. And this is only the beginning. We're going to see at least another 20 to 30% more than this minimum coming off. Oh, boy. So I wanted to do this short rant because what I am going to do later in this evening is I am going to bring on Muhammad again to talk about Bear Stearns implosion. We're going to get into some of the very deep discussion, deep analysis of the derivatives failure, the gold price rise, the junior gold companies, and where you should be putting any money that you might have. We're going to talk a little bit about this entire situation, but as a follow-on to the last files. And so I thought I would do a little warm-up here and let you all know that we're on top of this. We're going to be bringing you the best news we possibly can on it, and trying to be as close to the facts as we can be and give you what our beliefs are about where we're going from here. I want to thank you, donators, for helping me get through some of these things. I've received a few donations of late, and I appreciate them very much. It will help me in the short term here. I just received a $280 phone bill. That was about six or eight days ago. And that's coming up for me. I haven't paid it yet, but the money that was sent will help me to do that. I also had to pay for a computer specialist to come and organize my reemergence from this nightmarish virus that went on, as well as new equipment here to get back online with you folks. So all of the help you've given me and all that you're willing to give is going to good use, every penny. There's no waste here, and there's nothing frivolous going on behind the scenes here. In fact, the donations have actually shrunk quite a bit, and I would understand that as being people starting to look out for number one in some ways, but I ask you maybe to keep an eye on helping out the French Connection with 5 or 10 euros or dollars if you can. You can send it over to the P.O. Box if you'd like, or PayPal's actually working sometimes, so you can try them if you'd like. It doesn't have to be a lot, $20, $15, $10, anything, just to help me, you know, keep doing this work. And I wanted to let you know that I appreciate the help that you out there have already done for me. So I look forward to another file coming soon on this broadcast this evening. I hope to have Muhammad back up. He's not around at the moment, but I'm going to hunt him down and try to get his take on some of these other issues that we've seen happen in the last day or two. So until then, ladies and gentlemen, please care for your family. Start getting real close to those you love, and take care of yourselves. Okay? And be well. Bye-bye now.